Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, happy Friday. Welcome to Adoption Focus. This is a radio broadcast. My name is Connie Going, and I'm adoption consultant with Adoption Associates. They are an adoption agency out of Michigan. They were established, in 1990. They have done well over 5,000 adoptive placements. They are located in Jenison, Lansing, and Farmington Hills, as well as the Saginaw area. Their mission is to promote adoption, international and domestic, support birth parents and adoptive family along their journey. I am so excited because they are innovative, they are focused on birth moms and adoptive families, and I really feel like this radio show that they allow me to do for them is part of that innovation in getting the word out that adoption is an option. And with that in mind, we have today with us, I'm very excited to announce, Karen Jewell, and she's the executive director, and she is at a Woman's Pregnancy Choice, AWPC. And I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about her organization. Hi, Karen, and welcome to our show.
Hi, Connie. Thanks for having me. I will speak about a Woman's Pregnancy Choice. We are located in Farmington Hills, Michigan, off of 12 Mile near Orchard Lake Road, which is like the second busiest intersection in southeast Michigan. So we're easy to find, easy to get to. And we exist to make sure that a woman's choice is plural and that a woman can be given all of her options and information when confronting an unintended or untimely pregnancy. So we're happy to be on the show today and to share information with your listeners.
That is wonderful. Now, how long have you been the executive director, and when was AWPC founded?
We were founded 32 years ago under the name Another Way Pregnancy Center. We're currently in our fourth location over that period of time. This particular location has been the last 3 years, and I've been here as the director for the past 7 years. And it's been a remarkable journey, especially the last year and a half as we began offering ultrasounds as part of educating about choice and options so that a woman could know how far along, first of all, if she is carrying a viable pregnancy, meaning that the pregnancy is implanted in the uterus and that there's a heartbeat present, and it's called a limited obstetric ultrasound, and we provide those free. And having that information lets her know about the development of the child in the womb, how far along she is, and if she's considering abortion, it will give her an idea what procedure would be done, the risk factors, and also the cost. And often women want that information in considering her choices, and it's making a real difference. Many women come thinking that there's only one way to deal with this quote-unquote problem, and that's to abort. And when they come to us, they see the reality of the life within and learn about all three of her options, including adoption, which I know we'll be talking about a lot today.
Well, and you know, I think that is why Adoption Associates has been so excited to be one of your partners in adoption, because of the fact that you give women the whole picture, that they can choose to parent, that is an option, and you will support them along the way. And if it's a pregnancy that they're not ready to really, deal with, that adoption and adoption education is given to them so that they could make a decision, and that's so exciting, because to know that a child will live because of a decision and because of a moment and a program like yours.
Not only will a child live, but the woman will be making a healthier decision for herself. There are a lot of physical risk involved in abortion, as well as the psychological and spiritual aspects of that. That a woman is made to carry life and to be nurturing. That's in the very nature nurture of our wiring, and to go against that. you know, certainly a woman has that right in this country to make that decision, but it really goes against her own nature. And part of what we see when women, even when they come in for their ultrasounds, they may not have indicated on their intake form about a previous abortion. But when they see that child on the screen, it takes her back to a previous pregnancy and termination, and realizing that the child that she terminated may have even been further along than the one she is currently carrying. So we deal with a lot of grief and sadness, and so we offer post-abortive counseling as well. And if we can help women be aware of those things before making that decision, then I think we've provided a good service. We really want to empower women with knowledge and the support that she needs to make her decision. So if she makes it, you know, she makes an abortion decision, we're here to help with the healing process afterwards if she's open to that. If she makes an adoption decision, speaking of innovation, Adoption Associates just installed this great system at our center. It's in our consulting room. It's a TV screen that picks up internet, and there's all kinds of information about adoption. What I love is that it shows it in the context of fetal development. And just how far along this development is happening, as early as 8 weeks after the first day of the last menstrual cycle. And, you know, we're dealing with real human life here. So a woman shouldn't have to be pressured to parent if she's not prepared for that, but nor should she be pressured to abort.
Absolutely.
You know, there is a life-giving option, and certainly there are many, many parents who are desperate to have a family who haven't been able to.
Well, I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed how adoption can empower women in a situation where they choose, you know, where they make a choice for an unplanned pregnancy, and how they can take that and really, you know, make an adoption plan, be supported through that plan, and they're just the highest on my. I honor them so much. For women that are out there listening, and you know, for those who may just have questions, if I come into your office, what am I going to what is the first thing that's going to happen? Because I'm nervous, I'm scared, I think I'm pregnant, I'm not sure I'm pregnant. What am I going to experience?
First, you're going to experience a very warm, caring, confidential environment. We selected this location because of the privacy that it affords. While we're right off a busy intersection, the parking in the entrance is blocked from view by the L shape of the building. So she'll come into an environment that is very warm, and the people who work here are extremely compassionate. We're trained and ready to serve those who are nervous and anxious, and we'll give her the time that she needs just to sit and think for a while. If she wants to just go into a counseling room and just let me gather my thoughts here, that's fine. We'll take some background information when she's ready. She's not required to give us any information she doesn't want to, other than we do take photo ID. It doesn't cost anything. We can provide a pregnancy test, a urine pregnancy test. We have nurses and RDMS, the sonographers certified on staff. We can provide her a free ultrasound as early as 4 weeks after conception. It's usually best after
wow.
6 weeks, but we have some amazing technology, and we're also very respectful that this is pregnancy changes you regardless of the outcome, regardless of decision. Pregnancy changes a woman for the rest of her life, so we want to make sure that she has the space and the respect and the information and the time to make the best choice. And that's what we work to provide here. And sometimes it's difficult because we of the experience that we've had, but we're here no matter what. Our goal is to love like the Lord loves each one of us, and just to provide that safe place for her to come. And our hope is that she will find hope and help and real joy here.
I love how you say that. Find hope and health and joy. And I think that at a time of such, I mean, when you realize that you're pregnant and you go into to kind of confirm that pregnancy, and you're faced with all those choices that we are given to make the one that is truly in your heart that you know is right for you, to be given options. You know, I know there are women and there are certain places that they may go that may lean only in one direction. Whether that be abortion or whether that be parenting. But for a woman to be given the ability to sit there and reflect and given all the information and supported through those decisions, I think that is amazing. And I love the fact that you are supportive of adoption, because there are many families out there, many, many families that are waiting who are unable to have children or have chosen adoption as their life path. And because the options are, and open adoption is such a supported type of adoption, especially with adoption associates, to let them understand that they can have a relationship with their adoptive family.
Absolutely. Connie, you know, you and I are kind of in this environment, and we fully know what open adoption is. Can you talk more on that? You're probably even more the expert than I am.
Well,
what is involved in open?
It can be anything from, you know, where, I mean, you can have semi-open. Semi-open would be that the birth mother just wants pictures. But open adoption, a complete open adoption, is you can have a relationship and find a family that is willing to have that relationship as you become part of their family, that you you meet them, you spend time with them, they get to know if you have children, you get to know their children. We have a very good story right now that is on our Facebook and on our website called Unselfish Love, and it's the story of a birth mother, Katie, and the adoptive parents, Nikki and Adam, who have this amazing open relationship. They text each other during the week. They talk. They, I know that Shane, the little boy, is now just that Katie placed is just a year, and he had a birthday, and he had both his adoptive family and his biological mom there with his, you know, biological brother. I mean, it is an amazing. People didn't, and it wasn't done like this years ago. But right. To be able to have, you know, when you know that you can't parent and then you place, you can select your family. You can meet with your family. It's about what you want. It's your choice. And some women, they may not want open. But that's okay too, because there are families that are willing to do it any way that it works for you as the birth mom and the child. So that's
right.
I'm glad that you mentioned
it doesn't have to be that open, because for some that would be scary too. It's like I don't want to confuse my son or daughter by having two moms present at his birthday party, but I do want to be involved in some way to see the growth, to see the you know, going through various stages, and at some point, maybe, you know, in teenage years or down the road, I want to be able to make a connection. That option's available for them.
Absolutely. It could be anything that you imagine, because there are some women who don't feel that they're ready to even have a relationship, but yet that information can be shared and put on hold.
Right.
It all depends. You know, I come from a time working as a birth mother social worker where we had some that, you know, girls would get pregnant, they would tell nobody. They would have no support, and they would place that child in secrecy, never barely see the child or yet even know the family they went to. It doesn't have to be that way. You have that choice to, you know, to look through family profiles and select, to meet or not meet, to have open or semi-open or closed. It is really a period of time where we have empowered women, and that's what I love about a women's pregnancy choice. It is really about empowering women about their choices, giving them factual information about their bodies and pregnancies, and giving them that emotional and practical assistance for women that are placing those, are having those unplanned pregnancies.
Absolutely. And we feel it's important to keep the door open as well, that during the pregnancy, that sense of overwhelmingness and not knowing what kind of support there will be, she may not want to make a definite decision while she's carrying the child. She wants to wait until the baby's born. That's okay. That's okay. But to start looking at those very different options, because sometimes when the baby's born, all of a sudden the family comes around her and will support her then. You know, there might be disappointment and anger and even hostility. But after the baby comes, it's like the baby's like this healing factor and it draws the family together. Other times that it's this overwhelmingness. Oh my goodness, I didn't realize how difficult this is going to be. And she can still make that option, that decision, after the baby's born.
Right.
That she realizes that she is not equipped for the day-in, day-out responsibilities of parenting. And that's okay, too. You know, it's really remarkable when a woman can. I like how your story is, Katie's story is told as unselfish love. You know, that as women, we have that capacity to love in such greatness that it goes beyond ourselves, that we can put our children first and their needs as an individual. And it's not easy at all. It takes a great amount of courage and a great amount of love. And not to say that a woman who chooses to parent as a single mom is any less because of that either. There's heroes all around the board, but it really is to do what is best for her and the child. And you know, that takes a lot of thought and consideration. Another thing that we see here that women struggle with is, I already have one or two preschool children. Is it fair to bring another child into this situation when we're already struggling? And our response would be, is it really fair to you to put yourself in a position where you have to may feel that you have to terminate your own offspring? Is that fair and good? Mm-hmm. And is there? Do you have to parent by default? No, you don't. So, I know of a story of a young couple that adopted a family's third child because they were in that situation. They were just making do with their two when they had a third pregnancy. And, just a story of love. This young couple were just desperate for a child, and wow, there's
Isn't
just
it
love
amazing?
Going around. It really is.
I think that once adoption touches you in any way, your life is forever changed. And I think that the goal of making that a positive experience, and for the children that are alive, because their moms made a choice to either parent and move forward, or choose to place their child for adoption. I think that it is the most unselfish, because there are, to empower a woman to have a choice, I think is the ultimate. People talk about choices, but then they don't give women all the information. I think we hear that continually. And so I was just so excited to be able to talk to you and let women know that your agency exists, your nonprofit exists, and that they can go there and get this counseling and this advice and this support.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak on that too, because this whole issue of quote-unquote choice is so divisive, and that's
it
unfortunate.
Is.
Because when real choice exists, it really does empower women, and it is for the best for everyone involved. So while we get criticism from the community, we're really here to benefit women and to care for them in ways that they won't receive anywhere else.
And I think that people need to understand that it is, you're not telling somebody what to do. You're giving them the choice. And I think that is a big difference, because that does not happen in every type of crisis pregnancy center. That doesn't happen in a Planned Parenthood. That doesn't happen in other agencies, have different purposes. And what I really enjoyed, it's very obvious where your heart is at as an agency, and that you are not supportive or pro-abortion, that you really want to educate that mom, but you're giving her that option and that education. And I think that is really what's needed.
I do too. And again, you know, not everybody agrees with what we do. We had a mother of a 19-year-old who was pregnant call and was quite upset with us because we had told her daughter the process of abortion at 20 weeks gestation. And the mom said she didn't need to know that. I said for her to make a knowledgeable education decision.
Yeah,
she did. Now, I couldn't talk about the particulars with the mom because it's confidentiality. You know, and I couldn't even affirm how far she was, you know, gestationally. That is private information. But I did respond to the criticism of you gave her information she didn't need. No, we all need information. You know, how can you make a choice without knowing what's involved and without knowing? You know, we told her, you don't have to give up your college education. There are women who go to school who even get financial assistance because they have a dependent and there's child care available on campus. And that's a good thing. You don't have to give up your goals and your dreams because you're pregnant. It's not the end of the world. And the mom The grandmother-to-be just hadn't seen that side of it, you know?
Because we are in a society that is very much, I don't know how to describe, but it's very much you have an issue, you deal with it. And I think that we don't always educate ourselves to all the different ramifications about what goes into that decision. And no matter where you stand on this, I don't think you can argue that women need to have the knowledge. Whether you believe in your heart that, you know, that, you know, that this is the way or that is the way, I think that to understand that to make any of those decisions, you have to have all the information because you're not going to get that that information in a clinic. You're just not going to get it. You're going to get scheduled and you're going to have a procedure.
And any time we withhold information, either purposely or not, you know, often it is purposely, isn't that saying that somebody else thinks that they know what's best for us?
And, you know, it's funny you say that because I feel that as a social worker, we're not God. And it's not our choice to decide for somebody else what they need to do. And I feel that if you bring them in their faith to where they need to be in their relationship with God and you look at and you give them all those choices, then they have to make their decision because it's their life. It's not mine to judge or to look at.
That's right. It should always be her decision and made with all the information that's available to her. And so some would say, yeah, but this party slants it this way and that party slants it that way. We work really hard not to slant it, even as we're doing an ultrasound. You know, she may be sending us signals that she's making a life decision, but we keep saying, it's your decision. How can we help? And the other thing she'll find when she comes to us, we ask permission. Is it okay if we follow up with you? If we don't hear from you within a week, is it okay if we call you? And if she says no, we're done.
Right.
We're there for what she wants, not for what we want. We don't make any profit off of any decision that she makes. This is all about her. And with that gives her the ability to step in and step away, no strings attached. And I think that's important, really, to be free
too.
To make the choices and decisions that are hers. It's very private. It's very personal. Like I said, pregnancy will change her life forever.
She
may not fully understand that or appreciate that at the time, but it's not something that goes away. It doesn't go away with birth. It doesn't go away with miscarriage. It doesn't go away with adoption. It doesn't go away with abortion. That reality of pregnancy, of life in the womb, will stay with her for her lifetime.
And it will affect everything forward. That decision, no matter how you move forward, will affect how you move forward in your life and how you live your life and how you look at your life. And you can't just put it in a closet and say that it didn't happen.
Absolutely.
It's just not healthy.
You know, another real quick, because I know our time is running out, but this program that we have here is a gift from Adoption Associates also talks about some successful adoptions in the past. And for my own sake, I just did an internet search on people who were adopted. And this is amazing because, you know, sometimes you hear horror stories about adoption. And, you know, you always hear the bad. You don't hear the good. And here, you know, I just Googled people who are adoption. Up comes Faith Hill, adopted child, you know. Sheryl Crow, adoptive parent. Tom Cruise, adoptive parent. Bill Clinton was adopted. Bill Gates was adopted. You know,
I never knew that.
Jesse Jackson was adopted. Here he is so pro-abort, and yet he himself was an adopted child. You know,
it makes me want to sit down and have a conversation with him.
Oh, yeah. Joni Mitchell was a birth mom who placed a child for adoption when she was 20 years old. I mean, and I know that's before most of us were around.
I love talking about that because I don't think that people realize that adoption awareness is, and I'm really passionate about that, is that when you stand in a room and you start talking about adoption, all of a sudden someone will say, well, I was adopted, or I'm an adoptive parent, or and people will tell you, I was a birth mom. Yeah. And I feel that to take away the stigma that is, you know, the veil that came over adoption years ago is so important to have those conversations. Because adoption, many, many people who are adopted have wonderful, incredible lives. And adoptive parents do it because not just their own selfish need to be a parent, but because they truly believe their mission in life is to take care of an orphan, take care of a child, to have an open relationship with a birth mother. That, to me, is in this most recent movement in open adoption. I have the honor of writing that series for Adoption Associates, and every time I talk to Katie, the birth mother, and Nikki and Adam, I'm just in awe of how they have so unselfishly chose to raise all their children with such openness and love. And I think, wow, I just love them. And I
love
feel so honored
wins
to write this
every
book.
Time, doesn't it?
Love is,
love,
I think, it's so true.
Yes, love wins every time. It doesn't mean it's easy. I think that's where we get confused a lot in our society today, you know, that everything, you know, we have a choice, and I had this child by choice, and, you know, that everything is supposed to be peachy, rosy, fine, and easy, and that's not the case. Love is not easy, but love always wins. There's great strength and beauty and joy in love no matter what. And that's what faith is for us, too, that when we believe in God's love, look at the adoption He has for us.
Yeah.
You know, that while we are yet sinners, He calls us to be His child and to be adopted into His family. Wow.
It's the highest example. Know? And I think that, you know, I love what you said, that love wins. I don't think I could say that any better, because that is what it is about, is loving yourself enough to make a supported, intelligent, educated decision, and loving your child enough to make a decision that will change somebody's life, will change their life, your life, and, you know, we just want to be there to support you. A woman's pregnancy choice is there, yes. And I am just so excited to talk about that, but I can't end any better than love wins. I just can't. I just think that...
And I want women to know that they can contact us through the web at womanspregnancychoice.com. That a woman is plural, pregnancychoice.com. Or they can call us at 248-471-5858. It's 248-471-5858. And again, no obligations, but we're here to serve.
That's wonderful. And Karen, I want to thank you for being here. And everybody, when you see this, when you see this come across your Facebook, if you're listening now, if you're going to tune in later to the archived messages, please, please share this this segment. I think it's so important. Share the word and the message, and let's share the love.
Win.
Love.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, Karen, thank you again. And I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Take care and thanks.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.